Good morning.
Good morning.
Just us today, and thank you all for joining even in the midst of this cold winter weather. It is good to be here today, and also there's nobody online yet. Hope some people will join online as well. And Merry Christmas too, because today is the Christmas day. So that is a blessing to be here to worship together on a Christmas day on a Sunday, which is really good. Miss Lou, thank you for joining. Everybody made it, so I'll be pretty much preaching to the choir today. So God is good, and He's going to be good. And this is the last Sunday in 2022.
Wow.
So next Sunday will be 2023. So it is good that we were able to join, even in the midst of all of this. God is good, and let's continue to worship God together. Today is the Christmas Sunday, as we say, so the Advent season is coming to a close. We celebrated the birth of Christmas last Sunday, birth of Jesus last Sunday, so we have all the candles lit today to celebrate Christmas Day. Let us be thankful to God for His mercy. Some, like this songwriter says, summer and winter and springtime and harvest, with all its nature and manifold witness to the great faithfulness of God. It is because of the faithfulness of God that we are alive today. And let us be thankful for the life and the gift of all the blessings that God give us every day in our life. The announcements, I wanted to quickly go over the announcements you can find in the second page. Those are the regular announcements. Let us continue to donate for the food bank. If you can, with in kind or in cash. And also, our art class will be on the 21st, and the Thursday luncheon will be on January 15th. And we have some Christmas cake at the back, so you can take it now, or you can take it when you leave, or whatever time. You feel free to go and get some, and we can worship together eating too. That is fine.
Okay.
So whatever you feel comfortable, I'm fine with that. So let us use that Christmas cake at the back there. Next Sunday, January 1st, 2023, hope we can all join together and celebrate the New Year and also celebrate Holy Communion together. So let us be thankful for the close of another year as we reflect on the back of this whole year. We have gone through a lot, but one thing that has not changed is God.
Yes.
God does not change. Things have changed. Our situations have changed. Our bodies have changed, definitely. Many of us have gone through many things that we have not planned for. But God was in the middle of all of those things, and He is still good and faithful to us. Please continue to donate in cash or online if you can. You can donate online on piedmontumc.com. That is all the announcements that I have. If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together. The opening hymn is Good Christian Men Rejoice. It is 224 in the blue book. You can follow that with us. You can remain seated. You don't have to stand. But we'll stand and sing, whoever we can.
Friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice, giving heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before Him bow, and He is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you hear of endless bliss. News, news, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened heaven's door, and you have blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. Good Christian friends, rejoice with voice, with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the great news, news, Jesus Christ was born to save, calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting heart. Christ was born to save, Christ was born to save.
Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us on this Sunday, the last Sunday of this 2022, to gather here in church and also online to worship you together, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. It was not our choice, but it was your choice. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the things that we do here, using the time that you have given us to bless this world as long as we live here, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. Help us, Lord, to rightly remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds and the worship of the wise men, and close the doors of all hate and evil in this world, O God, and open the doors of love all over the world. Help us to be the messengers of love and peace in this world as long as we live. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting that we make during this season. Deliver us from evil, Lord, and bless us with the baby child and his presence every day in our lives. Thank you again for blessing us with this worship today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. Let your presence be with us. Even though we are small in number, we know that you are in our midst and you are going to bless us, Lord. Help us to be obedient and humble before you and lift up your name together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can greet each other if you haven't greeted each other yet.
We already done that.
So we'll continue with our responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 105 verses 1 to 11, which is on page 828.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name and make known God's deeds among the people.
Sing to the Lord, sing praises, tell of all God's wonderful works.
Glory in God's holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord and his strength, seek the Lord's presence continually.
Remember the wonderful works God has done, the miracles and judgment God had uttered.
O offspring of Abraham, God's servant, children of Jacob, God's chosen ones.
The Lord is our God, whose judgments are in all the earth.
The Lord is mindful of his everlasting covenant, of the word commanded for 1,000 generations.
The covenant made with Abraham, his promises sworn to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob as a statute. To Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying,
to you I give the land of Canaan,
as your portion for an inheritance, the word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God.
It is our prayer time now. As we come before God, let us share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also let us share our concerns and burdens together as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and trusting in his promise that he will answer every prayer that we make according to his time and his will. So let us pray together at this time. The regular items or prayers are in the back of the bullet. Some of the items that I have highlighted, especially Carol and Guillermo, they are both here today. That is a blessing that you can both come and worship together here in church.
Amen.
And let us thank God for that.
Thank you.
And,
for church.
Okay. Glad you made it, Guillermo, and we pray for you. Okay. God is. And please continue to pray for Martha and Rich, as Martha is continuing with her chemo. Pray that God will give her the strength in her body and her spirit. And pray for the Macmillan family for the grief at the death of their dear one, for comfort and peace. And also family of Eleanor Nicholson and Terry at the death of Eleanor. Continue to pray for George Vorgis. He's getting better, but he needs a lot. He has a long way to go to recovery, so please keep him and his wife in our prayers. Continue to pray for our service workers and our delivery people and all those who serve us for their safety during this season, and also be thankful for the all the blessings that we receive through their services, and pray for their families as well. Let us pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and all those who make decisions as we step into the new year with a new budget and all the things that are happening around us. Pray that God will bring control over the inflation and the prices and all the things. So let us pray for that, and also pray for the leaders to make the right decisions on that. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who take care of our needs every day. Let us pray that they will be protected, and God will be with them during this time, particularly during this season. Those are the special call-outs from the prayer requests that I have. Anybody have anything else to call out? Any? If nobody has other call-outs, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you, Lord. We thank you for the health and strength you have given us in our bodies to gather together here and also online. We thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world and lived among us as one of us and suffered the pains of life and died on Calvary and rose again from the dead, so that we can have eternity with you, everlasting life with you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for showering us with all the things that we need, even when we didn't deserve it. We look forward to your presence, Lord, again in our midst today, Lord, as we come before you with our burdens and our concerns together. We pray that you will answer our prayers according to your grace and your will. We know that you have promised us that if we gather in your name and unite in faith, you will hear our prayers and answer our prayers according to your time. We come before you with our burdens and our needs at this time. Many of us are broken in our bodies and we need healing in our bodies, Lord. Thank you again for giving us all the healing that we have needed so far. Continue to bless those who need your healing at this time. Particularly, we lift up those who are still looking for their complete recovery. We especially pray for Carol and Guillermo. Thank you for bringing them today in our midst, Lord. Strengthen them in their body and their spirit, Lord. Thank you again for being with them through this time of sickness. Continue to bless them as families, Lord. And we pray for Liliana and Wayne. Bless them as caretakers, Lord. And give them your grace and patience and love and care every day. Continue to bless them as a family, Lord. We pray for Martha. She's continuing with her chemo. We pray for your grace upon her and Rich, that they will be strengthened in faith, Lord, and in spirit. We pray for your healing hand to touch her and strengthen her body and her spirit and heal her, Lord. We pray for those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the McMillan family and the family of Eleanor Nicholson. Bless them with your comforting presence and give them the peace that passeth all understanding, Lord. Give them your grace to know that you are there. You are with them during this time of difficulty they are going through. We thank you again for the recovery that George Vergis has been having. Continue to bless him, Lord, with the complete healing so he can start a full recovery, Lord, and strengthen his body and his spirit, and also his wife who cares for him. Bless them as a family also. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and difficulties and problems in their lives. Especially we, at this time, lift up all the homeless people. During this cold season, various parts of the country and around the world are struggling, Lord. We pray for your grace upon them and pray that you will open the right shelters and the resources for them, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with financial difficulties during this time. Bless them with your grace and open the right doors for them, Lord. We pray for all of those children who have no parents to take care of them. We pray for your grace upon them. Comfort them with your presence, O Lord. We pray for all of those who are going through various difficulties during this time. As we look forward to a new year, We pray for your guidance as a church, that we look forward to, that we can use this opportunity that you have given us in this community to do your work faithfully and bring more people to eternal life. We pray for our nation, especially our president, our leaders of the Congress and governors of the state, and many others who make decisions. Especially during this time of inflation, we pray that you bring everything under control with prices and all the things that are happening around us. We pray for your grace upon all the leaders. We pray for the grace on our safety workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are serving us every day. We pray for your grace and safety upon them, especially their families also during the holiday season. We thank you for their services as well, Lord. We pray for all of those who need your touch and comfort during this time, especially in the hospitals, in nursing homes, and various facilities. We pray that your special grace be upon all of them again. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today, Lord, as we come to the close of an year. We pray that you will give us the grace to be always be thankful and grateful for all the things that you give us, Lord. You help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us everything more than we could ever deserve. Help us to be grateful for everything you have given us, Lord. Bless us with your presence, your word, and your witness as we go from this place. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it is the offertory time, that we can take the offertory.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below, praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. The scripture says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the heavenly Father, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the manifold blessings that you give us every day. Thank you for the blessing of this life and all the things that you have given us along with this, Lord. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance, and the caretakers of all the things you have entrusted us with, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything, to use the witness, the time that you have given us, the money, and all the opportunities faithfully as we live our life in this world. May we find joy in freely giving ourselves to others, Lord. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering for the glory of your name in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture. It's also on the screen if you want to follow. The scripture reading today is John 1 verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts and illumine our souls, that we can receive your word with humility and power. Help us to be obedient to your word and to be a blessing to this world because of your word. Fill us with your power, Lord, of the Holy Spirit and the power of your word as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So today we are on Christmas Day, worshipping together here. It is December 25. We have only like 6 more days to go for this year. So we are around like 364 days that have passed in this year. So we have about 6 more days to go, maybe the end of the year. The Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning. So during this year, we have witnessed or experienced almost 360 unique faithful mercies from God. And we have 6 more left or 5 more left at the end of the year as we go. So counting that, the Bible also says that count the number of your days so that we can gain a heart of wisdom. So people who are wise usually count their numbers of days because we want to use our time very wisely. So as we are gathering here today, let us be grateful for this Christmas day that God has given us to worship together. December 25th, probably not the right day for Christmas because it was chosen by somewhere in the 4th century by the Romans because there was another pagan holiday that they already gathered for worshipping their gods. So maybe during that time the early Christians probably thought that it was a better opportunity to worship and use that celebration together. So it may not be the right timing for Christmas, but it is cold. Maybe Christ was not born in a very cold day like this. I don't think so, because the shepherds were watching their sheep at night in the outside. So it can't be that cold. So whatever it is, it is an opportunity to celebrate the birth of Christmas, regardless of when it is or what it is. It is once a year we celebrate that because God has given his Son to this world as a gift. So the description of the birth of Jesus appear only in 2 Gospels, in Luke and in Matthew. And in Luke, it has a very long and large description. Or a lengthy description of how all of this happened. But in Matthew, it is not that long. Matthew was a Jew who wrote the gospel. Luke was a Gentile. So there's a big difference. So when the Gentiles experience the power of God, they actually receive with full power. That's what usually happens. Because we are used to everything, we take it for granted many times. So Luke explains the birth of Jesus very dramatically, where the angels coming and the shepherds coming and all those things that happened on that day, even though he was not a disciple or he was not part of the Jewish group. He actually made and talked to so many people during that time and read a lot of history, and that's when he wrote the Gospel of Luke. So maybe the date is not as important as the event itself. The event is the gift of God giving his presence to this world through Jesus Christ as a baby in a manger. So the gift of presence, and we buy presents for Christmas. But what is a good present? What is a good present, or what is a good gift for Christmas? Many times we get really confused with that. Who wants what, right? Have you ever had the experience of when a friend stopped by that you have not seen in a while, and with a gift on Christmas time, and you were not prepared to give anything back because you didn't know it was going to happen? So what do? You feel like kind of a little guilty at that time, and you may want to run over to Walmart or somewhere to get it, and if it is like today, it may not be open today. So giving a Christmas gift is a good thing. At the same time, it can also bring us a lot of frustration and stress and all the things that come along with it. So it is so relevant that the celebration of Christ's birth into this world is a celebration of gift giving, because Jesus is the gift of God to this world. And that is the ultimate gift. But what does that gift mean? The gift did not come in the form of a bundled box wrapped in colored, you know, paper or anything like that. The gift of God came to this world as a living human being, just as one of us. So what does that mean to us? The gift of God actually is about the presence of God in our midst. That is the great gift of God. That's what I called the gift of presence. To be present is a gift. To be present in anybody's life and be a blessing is a gift that God has given each one of us. Just like God has chosen to be with us with his presence through Jesus Christ as a gift for us, we ought to be a gift with our presence in other people's lives. Whenever we go through difficulties in our lives, we know that somebody else's presence makes a big difference. When we are sick, when we are in the hospital, a visit from somebody, a time, a few hours or a few minutes that we spend with somebody, and we all know that. We all go through that every day in our lives as we go through difficult times. And that is what the gift of presence means. The presence of our life itself in other people's lives is a gift that we ought to give. We need to find time to spend with others who are in need. There are a couple of events in the birth of the time of Jesus Christ. There are people who came and to see the baby. And one of them, as you know, that the night the angel appeared to the shepherds. And they came and saw the baby. And we read that in Luke chapter 2 that they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, and when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning that had been told them about this child, and they were all joyful, returned with joy, glorifying and praising God. So the shepherds came, but they did not come with any gifts. At least it doesn't say that they came with any gifts. But they were so joyful when they returned that they could not stop their joy from boiling out. They witnessed and to the world and shouted, glorifying God and praising God. They witnessed to the world that the Christ is born here today. So they did not bring any gift. But then we read about the Magi, the wise men coming from the east in Matthew's gospel, that they came. They came to visit the baby too, but they came a little late, as not in the manger particular, probably not, because of the timing that we have seen, that historians are saying that it's not probably in the manger. It may be a few months or maybe a couple of years later. Maybe baby Jesus was a couple of years old at that. But they came and visited the baby because the King Herod, because of the Magi visited him first, he ordered all the children under 2 years of age to be killed. So that says that at least he knew that it was about 2 years that has passed by that event. So it was not probably during exactly the night as the shepherds went to see the baby. The Magi probably came a little later. But they came with some gifts. They came with gifts. The shepherds did not come with any gifts. But remember, all of them had given their presence at the baby Jesus. That was the greatest gift. The people who came from the east, even though brought gifts with them, we know that the three gifts that we talk about, frankincense, gold, and myrrh, it is more valuable that their presence was more valuable than the gifts that they brought, because they traveled so many thousands of miles without knowing exactly what it was going to be, just because they saw a star in the night. Who would go that, take an expedition like that? And they came. And to me, the greatest present, the gift, more than anything else that they brought, was their presence, to be to see the baby born in this world. So same thing with the shepherds. Even though they did not bring any gifts, their presence itself was the gift for Jesus Christ. To us as people living in this world, it is not anything that we can take to God. It is not money, it is not any wealth. We cannot repay God with anything as our gift, because everything that we enjoy in our life is a gift from God. It is all His. So there is no point in looking for the right gift for Jesus Christ. There is no right gift. But the right gift that we ought to give to Jesus is our presence, our life itself. That is what God is asking us to give Him as a gift. Because God gave us the ultimate gift of His own Son to be present with us in this world. Even though He has risen from the dead and He's in heaven now, His presence is with us today. And we can feel it every day in our lives, because we know that we trust in Him every day. So that is the greatest gift of presence that God wants us to use. So the significance of the gift of our presence is very important. As people of God who live in this world, God gives us opportunity to use our presence, the time that we have, to be a blessing, as a gift in somebody else's life. So let us pray that God will give us the grace to be a gift of presence in other people's lives. Maybe I have told the story. Tony Campolo is a pastor, and he's also written several books. And in one of the books, he tells about one of his experiences, that he went to visit a funeral home for the funeral of a dear one. So he went to the funeral home. By mistake, he ended up in the wrong funeral home. So he walked into that funeral home, and there was a couple of funerals going on there. And he looked everywhere. He could not find the friend that he was looking for, the family. So when he was looking through the couple of funerals that were happening there, there was one area or one parlor, there seemed to be a body of an elderly man. And his widow was the only person present in that funeral. So he thought about a little while and said, maybe God brought me here in the wrong funeral home for a reason. So she seemed so lonely that Tony decided to stay for that funeral. And he even drove with her to the cemetery, and he stayed with that widow for the entire funeral service. At the conclusion of the graveside service, Campolo finally confessed to this widow that he did not really know them, and he did not really know her husband either. And she said, "I thought so, because I don't know you either." But she said, "It doesn't really matter. You will never ever know what this means to me." Because he was the only one to be there with her husband's body. And she was so much comforted by the presence of Tony, even though he ended up in the wrong funeral home. You know how many times that God has given us opportunity to be with somebody. And sometimes we feel so lazy, or we don't want to be there because it may be uncomfortable for us. But God gives open these opportunities in front of us to be a gift of presence, with our presence with them. It is not the words that matter many times. It is not the money we pay. It is not all the services that we do. They all are good. But more than anything else, we are all looking for somebody's company, somebody's presence with us when we are lonely. That is what the gift of presence God is asking us to give to others. As we celebrate Christmas now, let us remember that there's a lot of people out there who are lonely, who need our presence in their life, in their daily living. Because they are not looking for more, not money, they are not looking for anything material. They are looking for somebody who can love them, to be with them in the time of their need. So let us be a blessing, a gift of presence during this Christmas as much as we can and in our future life as we go forward. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to celebrate Christmas together and the coming New Year. If God gives us one, let us pray that God will help us to be a blessing to others. May the good Lord bless us as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The closing hymn is Go Tell It on the Mountain, 251.
Go tell it on the mountain, on the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Why shepherds kept their watching or silent flocks by night? Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the that hailed the Savior's word. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
People of God, go in the knowledge knowing that God has given us His ultimate gift of His presence with us. So as we go from this place, let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting that we make, and to be a gift of presence in other people's lives, particularly in their need. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be God's children and to make others happy as we go from this place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.